You're listening to the Functional Nurse Podcast, and on this episode, we explore the question, is functional medicine covered by insurance? So stay tuned. Hello, nurses, and welcome to this episode of the Functional Nurse Podcast. My name is Bridget Sager, and I'm your host. I'm a functional medicine nurse practitioner, and I teach functional medicine for nurses through the Integrative Nurse Coach Academy in partnership with the Institute for Functional Medicine. I wanted to talk today about a comment that I hear people say often, something along the lines of, it's too bad functional medicine isn't covered by insurance, or I wish functional medicine was covered by insurance. And I always end up having this long-winded response about that. So I thought I would do an episode about it to kind of cover all of the areas for consideration around this topic. Healthcare can become incredibly expensive for patients. And, you know, as nurses, it's an ethical responsibility of ours to make certain that we're doing our best to help our patients get affordable care. Having concerns about whether insurance is covering functional medicine or not is really a valid topic. And the thing I wanted to start with in this episode is making certain that the definition of functional medicine is clearly understood, is that it is essentially holistic nursing and patient empowerment and education. So we're helping look at the why for patients and why they may be experiencing a health concern, helping undo that as much as possible by addressing their lifestyle, nutrition, maybe stress and sleep, toxin exposures, nutrient deficiencies, things like that. That to me is holistic nursing, right? We're thinking about the whole person. And nurses practice in the allopathic or Western medical model as holistic nurses all the time. So I wanted to be sure that I took a moment to point that out and make sure we're all speaking the same language as far as what would be offered if we were including functional medicine in a visit. Some patients might experience some functional medicine care in a very brief visit that they have, for instance, in an urgent care setting, where way on the other end of the spectrum would be having a full visit with a provider after a very thorough intake, a very thorough visit together, and maybe even some follow-up information and contact. There's quite a spectrum of how we can offer functional medicine. In a standard Western medicine visit, a patient is going to come into a clinic, often a corporate healthcare clinic. They will see a provider that is going to typically follow some version of an algorithm or a medical model that includes billing through insurance, and they will submit a claim for the amount of time that they spend with the patient. That could be done with a lesser or greater billing code depending on the level of complexity of the visit and also how much time was spent. So there's a couple different ways to bill, and that's a little outside of the scope of this particular episode, but I wanted to point out that when providers are billing in insurance, there's considerations as far as time and complexity. And I will tell you that when I worked in primary care and I did a visit, the level of complexity includes writing a prescription. So that is an unfortunate fact of insurance, is that if I wasn't billing for time and I was billing based on complexity, if I provided education and took a holistic approach and really thought about nutrition and lifestyle and stress, all the things that we do in functional medicine, if I did that and it was able to address the patient's problem without a prescription, it would be considered lower complexity. And so then it gets tricky in saying, okay, well, then I have to have a longer visit to bill for my time to be able to have visits like that, where you're spending more time talking with the patient and empowering them to use methods other than prescription medication to treat their concerns. And when I worked in primary care, I definitely had got a lot of training in how to do that. That has changed in the last few years, the way that billing is done and approved. And so there are some caveats to that that I would love to learn a little bit more about so I could share with you guys. So that's kind of on my list. In a clinic setting like that, patients, it's much easier to get a history of the current problem and do a physical exam, maybe look at some diagnostics and write a prescription. That often is a much briefer visit than the type of visit that you may choose to offer if you're practicing functional medicine. But in the example of an urgent care setting, a nurse can check in a patient, do some of their maybe diagnostics. Let's say they have like a gut issue or recurrent UTIs. They're coming in all the time for the same complaint. It is not outside of the scope of an RN to provide some functional medicine education to the patient, despite the fact that they may leave with a prescription medication. Maybe, you know, we're going to talk to them about prebiotic, probiotic foods, the gut microbiome, our immune health, some factors that might affect their risk for recurrent infection. All of that is functional medicine. And of course, in a visit like that, a nurse wouldn't be able to get a really thorough history, but there's some really targeted education that could be provided in that setting. And so there's certainly room for patient education that aligns with functional medicine principles to be incorporated even into the briefest of visits. Another type of visit that I want to be certain to mention is a preventative visit. And these visits tend to be reimbursed at a better rate by insurance companies and often in a corporate or insurance-based healthcare setting, you're able to book for a little bit longer time when doing preventative visits. I often found that my patients would come into primary care wanting to use their preventative visit or their wellness visit because it often was free and didn't include a copay. But then they were really seeking to get their medications refilled. I found that when I looked at the notes of other providers and inherited patients and reviewed their notes, those visits weren't really going towards preventative care and getting a really deep look at what was going on in their life that might contribute to their health. I really liked being able to do a wellness visit with my patients, and I had a pre-built template that I would go through and ask them about functional medicine type topics like stress and sleep, screening for anxiety and depression, talking about their diet, their activity levels, their relationship. So a preventative visit, I feel like, should encompass all of that. And it also, in order to be billed through insurance, we need to be considering if someone's due for any preventative screenings like a pap smear or a colonoscopy. Those types of visits, I feel like trying to preserve them as much as possible when we're working in a more conventional clinic, it can be really beneficial to the patients for us to preserve those visits as really for looking into their health story. What I would do is bill for a problem visit also if somebody came in and also wanted to have their prescription medications adjusted and talk about how they've been doing and maybe changing things or getting some lab work to look at how they're doing on their prescription medications before refilling them. That falls in a different category and often can just get easily refilled and not addressed the way that it can be. And so I encourage you, if you are billing through insurance, to try looking at ways to enhance how you're writing your notes, expediting that and automating a lot of it with templates, and then also coding and billing at the top of your ability so that you can justify spending as much time with patients as possible. When I had cash pay patients, I would definitely make an effort to make that as affordable as possible and the lowest billing code possible. But when somebody is covered with insurance and they're coming to see you and you're spending time with them and they're going to pay the copay for their problem visit anyway, if you have the time to justify adding in a wellness visit each year, that is something that I felt like really made it where I could spend more time with patients in primary care. So that's my thoughts on that topic specifically about insurance. But when we circle back to the idea of whether functional medicine is covered through insurance or not, I'm really surprised at the number of times that I've heard nurses and other healthcare providers say that functional medicine isn't covered by insurance. And when the example I just used about primary care and using those free wellness visits that insurance companies tend to provide for their patients annually, it highlights the fact that there is an opportunity for us to practice functional medicine in an insurance model. We may be limited in time compared to if we did a really full cash pay visit with somebody and we were able to spend a really lengthy amount of time with them, but we absolutely can do a wellness visit where we touch on a large number of the topics that we tend to seek out more information of for functional medicine. I honestly completely believe that insurance covers functional medicine. The question is, how much time can we spend with somebody? The thing that I actually would argue is that functional medicine, some level of it should be required for us to be able to bill an insurance. I feel like insurance should require that healthcare providers are providing a holistic aspect to care in every visit. In a brief visit where somebody's going in, let's say like the example earlier, maybe they have an abdominal complaint or a urinary tract infection, and they're coming in for the same thing over and over again, there absolutely should be patient education and some time spent exploring the reason for why it continues to occur, and empowering the patient to incorporate some measures that are beyond the prescription solution. I think that as healthcare workers, we have an obligation to be certain that our patients are well informed and able to make decisions for their health based on the big picture and the full picture. I often have inherited patients where they say, oh, I don't even know what I take this for. And they've just been refilling it for years. And they come to see me and I have questions about their medication. Why are you on this? How long have you been on it? What else have you tried? Did you ever try a trial of weaning off of it? I think that we should be incorporating some level of functional medicine, even in the briefest of visits. And I encourage you as nurses to advocate for that in your setting, if possible. Of course, a lot of nurses that have learned functional medicine choose to go on to have their own practice or to work in a practice that is outside the insurance model. And I think that this, unfortunately, is a necessary fact because it is challenging to do a full functional medicine approach and really dig deep. If you have somebody that has a complex medical presentation and they have had a lot of chronic health conditions develop over the years, and there's a lot to unpack there. And so we do need to be able to spend a sufficient amount of time with someone that it has a really complex medical history to figure out what the underlying causes may be, and to spend the time doing the education and maybe even some coaching that the patient may benefit from. In those cases, under our current medical model, a cash practice can become essential for being able to spend enough time. I have been asked often why I don't accept insurance. I have a functional medicine consulting practice, and I spend 90 minutes on average with a patient at the first visit. And this is after having spent time beforehand going through their intake, looking at up to 2 years of lab work that they may have shared with me through their patient portal. So I am going into that visit with a lot of information and some questions that come from that information that I gathered. And during the visit, I'm able to ask more questions and get a more detailed history, make some connections for the patient, and provide some education. And then after the visit, I can write up a summary for them. I have templates built where I can pull things in pretty quickly and make sure that they have in writing what we talked about and what the plan is and what our next steps are going to be, when we're going to follow up. All of that takes time that an insurance company would absolutely prohibit me from being able to do, because insurance will dictate how much I can get paid for the amount of time that I'm spending with that patient. And in most healthcare settings, sadly, that might be somewhere between 15 and 30 minutes. Rarely would a visit be longer than that. I have chosen to have a cash practice so I can offer something that is different than the usual level of care that people encounter. And I absolutely find that for myself and for my students, there is demand there for that. There are a lot of people that are looking for a healthcare provider that will take the time to look deeper and listen and provide some education and close follow up. So I think there's absolutely room for both. We need conventional healthcare, especially for acute care in particular. I recently wrote a blog post on this that, you know, we need Western medicine for emergencies and urgent visits. But I think that we have gotten in the habit of using those models for chronic disease management, and it clearly isn't working. So I feel that the more that we can incorporate functional medicine into our wellness and preventative visits, the more that we can incorporate it into chronic disease management, the better we can shift our healthcare situation that we're in right now, where people are having more chronic diseases and more chronic health complaints and instead shift it to where they are experiencing more wellness and recovery, and we're reducing that rise in all the chronic disease rates. For me, I switched over so that I could spend that time with people and provide that education. That's something that really appealed to me, and I have always really enjoyed educating patients and now nurses also, and so that was a calling for me. But a lot of my students are working in a healthcare setting, maybe in a hospital, urgent care, in a conventional primary care clinic, or maybe in long-term care, home health, school nursing, many, many fun avenues of nursing. And all of us are able to add some component of functional medicine, even in brief visits. And when I have Zoom meetings with my students and they come in and start talking about what they're learning and how they're applying it during an emergency room visit with a patient and asking the why and the what happened right before that, they're able to really change the course of that visit with just a few key questions and asking the question why. And I think we need more of that question in healthcare. We need to be educating patients more. I think that we need to shift healthcare to where it is less about my doctor said so, and more about the patient being their own primary care provider, where we have given them the knowledge that they need to feel empowered to make their own choices. And then that isn't necessarily something that a nurse needs to feel like they carry the burden of getting somebody to quote unquote be compliant with a plan of care, but rather that the patient establishes some goals and the nurse is able to work with them to meet the goals that they are interested and motivated on in working on. Sometimes that might require some education to make connections for them where they would make choices differently because they now understand the connection between something like stress and their blood pressure, for example. So I think that there's room for functional medicine in all areas. Functional medicine is absolutely billable. I had templates when I worked in primary care where I included a note at the bottom to mention how much time I spent with someone on education and development of a plan of care collaboratively. And using keywords when billing through insurance can justify billing for time versus billing for complexity. And that is one way that I was able to spend more time with people. So if you're working in a setting like that, I really encourage you to seek out opportunities to learn more about billing and coding effectively and what would be required by the insurance company to be included in your note for it to be approved. Beyond this, I have done an episode recently on how much you may choose to charge if you're going to choose to have a cash practice. So I encourage you to seek out that episode that was just a few episodes ago where I talked about how to decide whether you're going to charge per visit or offer packages. And so I go into a lot of depth there on how to price your services. I want to finish by just pointing out that, you know, as nurses, it's hard for us to feel like we can charge for our services. We really do need to understand as nurses that we don't need to be giving ourselves all the time, giving away too much of ourselves. So many of my students talk about their chronic health conditions that they've developed from the stress and lack of self-care that they have experienced through their career as a nurse. I can't think of many careers where that much is asked of someone. And so I really like to bring home this idea whenever I talk about these types of topics, that we get to decide what we want to offer people, especially if you work in a cash practice, you get to decide what you want to offer. You know, I decided that part of my practice would not include prescription medications or managing any primary care type services. And so I tried to make sure that anybody that's working with me has a primary care provider, they've had their wellness visit annually, they've had a physical exam this year, and we alternatively are going to be focusing on their wellness and looking for root cause of any conditions that they've developed. So really reflect on that. I think if you're considering having your own practice, what do you want to offer? And communicate that clearly to your patients. But I hope that from this episode, maybe that debunked the myth that functional medicine is not covered by insurance. We can absolutely have a thriving cash practice, caring for people and spending a lot of time with them, but there 100% is room for functional medicine in every visit that a patient has that's billed through insurance. And I honestly believe that ethically, we are obligated to include some level of the why and the functional medicine approach in every visit that we do bill through insurance. Until next time, be well. Thank you for tuning in for this episode of the Functional Nurse Podcast. If you want to help spread the word about the powerful role nurses can play as true healers using functional medicine practices, consider sharing an episode with a nurse friend or on social media. And click the subscribe button to stay informed of newly released episodes. You can also visit and share the links below in the show notes for more information on nursing resources and the Functional Medicine for Nurses course offered through the Integrative Nurse Coach Academy in partnership with the Institute for Functional Medicine.